ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is enjoying this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday afternoon. Well, it is always a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Buddy Nix, the former UTC football coach, the former Buffalo Bills GM, the former San Diego Chargers assistant GM. That's all former. Currently, he is an avid golfer and he is an avid Gunsmoke viewer. Buddy, how are you?
I'm good, David. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, you said last year we had you on, and you were just great talking about how you were passing the time with COVID. Do you think you've caught up and seen every Gunsmoke episode now?
You know, I think it's a tribute to Gunsmoke that even the reruns are good. So I'm watching them the second or third time.
That's awesome. All right, first and foremost, I want to ask you about UTC. This was such a unique season to where they played the one game at Western Kentucky last year, and then of course their spring season they won three games, and then Rusty Wright played a bunch of backups, and then the next thing you know, a bunch of players say that's it, they want to opt out. How crazy was that to you, and could you have ever imagined such a scenario?
You know, I couldn't, but I told Rusty he's the luckiest guy I know. He had the best spring practice you could have. He got to go against live competition. He had got one guy hurt. It'll probably hopefully be back. So it was great experience. And to be honest with you, David, the spring football, having a spring football schedule was dumb at the start and still is. I never understood how they thought they were going to play a spring schedule and then play again in the fall. And Rusty and the players finally figured that out. Mostly the players, I think, influenced Rusty. But he did the right thing. I know there's the FCS playoffs is going on right now, and I watched it Saturday, and I'm probably one of the few that did watch it. Very few people even know what's going on. So I think the big thing to do was what he did is keep his guys healthy and get ready for the fall and get into the season that counts.
Buddy, you've always had such an eye for the game and talent. You bring up something very interesting because you're spot on. I mean, the FCS playoffs is getting no attention nationally whatsoever, but you do have some familiar teams in it when you think about Jack State and the Dakotas. You know, they're all in it. But when you watch a game like you said you did, can you tell if the quality of football is the same if these things were going on in December?
Yeah, I think I can. I tell you, I've always said I think the average fan that if you put UTC and Furman in Alabama and Tennessee uniforms and put them in Neyland Stadium in front of 100,000, 95,000 of them wouldn't know the difference if that was Tennessee or Alabama. It's a case that. You can tell it if you look close. If not, it looks like a normal FCS game.
Interesting. All right, let's turn to Thursday night's draft. Who is your favorite quarterback in this year's draft? And if it's Clemson's Trevor Lawrence, who's second on your list?
Well, to be honest with you now, I like Trevor Lawrence. I think I go back. I just did a show with ESPN on this 2004 draft we had
right
in San Diego, and I think Trevor Lawrence is a guy like Phillip Rivers was and like Eli was. You get a guy that's got all the physical attributes that he's got, and then you look back at his resume and at every level he's played on, he's done the same thing. He's been the number one guy. There's a good chance if a guy like that is going to do it again at the next level. And I think Trevor Lawrence is probably, since Andrew Luck, is probably a can't-miss guy. He's a guy that's got the intangibles you want, the leadership qualities. As far as the second guy, which is the hardest one to pick, I think that's going to be determined by what you want to do on offense. If you're a team that's going to try to run some triple option and some play action passes and that kind of thing. You're going to want a mobile quarterback. If the offensive line's not very good, that makes the him even more valuable. But if you're a team, it's going to be like the Tampa Bay Bucks adjusted to Tom Brady, then I think Mac Jones is your guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the others are completely different. Mac's different from any of them. And people say you can't win with a guy with that kind of athletic ability and mobility, but that's not true because he's a better athlete coming out than Tom Brady was. Brady couldn't get out of his own way, but he learned how to slide and stay away from the rush. And the big thing about him, and I think about Trevor Lawrence, is they make everybody around them better. And if all things, Tom Brady, if he proved that without any doubt that he's the best ever at getting everybody to play better than they are.
You're listening to Buddy Nix, the former UTC football coach, also former Buffalo Bills GM and San Diego Chargers assistant GM. You're listening to Buddy here on Press Row on ESPN 105 on The Zone. Buddy, I mean, you did this for years, and in your later years, obviously Saban had gotten to Alabama and was cranking out the four first-round picks, which seems like every year. How tough is it sometimes to judge Alabama talent, or is it, given that take a Mac Jones? I mean, Mac Jones, you know, had some unbelievable numbers, but he also had an offensive line and a receiving core like nobody else does.
He did, and you're exactly right about that. But, you know, you look at those great receivers and the throws and the catches they made, very few of the times did they have to make circus catches for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that, even though they're great and they would have made the circus catch probably, they didn't have to. He put the ball where it had to be. He's a mentally ahead of most everybody coming out as a senior quarterback. I mean, he just doesn't make many bad reads, doesn't turn the ball over a lot, and throws to the right people. I tell you, it's hard to beat that.
All right, we're talking about receivers. When you think about Devontae Smith at Alabama, Jalen Waddle at Alabama, Ja'Marr Chase at LSU, and then you've got the freak of nature that is receiver/tight end, Kyle Pitts. Do you have a favorite among those? Who's your favorite receiving option in this draft?
You know, I love all those guys. I'd have liked to have any of them, but I think Kyle Pitts is the guy that one of those guys that comes along just every 10, 15 years. He reminds me of Antonio Gates, now of all things, but he does. He's too quick and too fast for linebackers and too big and strong for defensive backs, and that's a pretty good combination. You know, we used to split Antonio out and play him as a wide out at times, and you didn't know who to put on him because they couldn't cover it. And I think this guy's the same way. Got great length, got great catching radius, and the things you can do. The guy will even block, and so would Gacy. He would block too. But this guy, you get one of these other receivers, and I like them all. I think Chase is, and I think those guys are going to be great players. But they touch the ball 7 or 8 times a game, and you can get a guy that like Pitts, that can play inside or outside and also block for you in the running game. And I just think he's more valuable and a whole lot harder to find.
Buddy, what does it say about the game today? When I've seen mock drafts that of the top 8 picks, I've seen like 4 quarterbacks and 4 receivers if you include Pitts. And, gosh, I remember going back to your days coaching the mocks. That was after the run of Tony Dorsett and Earl Campbell and Billy Sims and Charles White. You think about George Rogers won the 80 Heisman. He was a first pick of the draft. You know, running backs, they are what they are today, but is there anything cyclical about this anymore? Or do you think it's here to stay, that it's just going to be, you know, receivers, quarterbacks, tackles, edge rushers?
David, I think football is cyclical. I think that it'll change back. Once you start, and that's the way we always had to do defensively, as the offense progressed or changed, we had to match up defensively. We always drafted more defensive backs. We had to have those guys. We had to have linebackers that could cover. Then you got outside backers and the speed rushers that can also drop off and cover because you get all the spread formations. Once they match up with you and catch up with the draft and with free agency and those kind of players, then it'll gradually go back to off tackle and running the football. And that's just the way football is. Once the defense catches up with them, the offense goes another route. And that's just the way it's always going to be. It's going to always change and adjust. And you mentioned Nick Saban a while ago. You got to give him credit. Now, he's a guy that was like Coach Bryant, and a lot of the great ones, they change right before everybody else does. And Nick was one of the first ones I heard say, this is not about running the football anymore. It's about throwing it. And he's exactly right. That's where we are right now.
Got a couple more minutes with Buddy Nix, the former UTC football coach who went on to become the Buffalo Bills GM and the San Diego Chargers assistant GM. You're listening to Buddy here on Press Row on ESPN 105 on The Zone. Buddy, just out of curiosity, who do you think we're not talking about enough? We've talked about some quarterbacks. We've talked about some receivers and Kyle Pitts. Is there a guy maybe in the middle or back into the first round or even a second or third round guy that nobody's talking about that maybe you saw a couple of times in college that you're like, that guy's going to translate?
Yeah, I think there is a guy. There's a running back from North Carolina, the Williams kid. Of course, I'm a little partial. Mac Brown and Daryl Moody, that coach of running backs. All those guys, we grew up together and we're on the same staff two or three times. I know those guys, how they coach them. I think the Williams guy, his balance and coming off of tackles and that kind of thing, I think he'll be a big difference maker. He probably won't be the first back drafted, but he will be in the top two or three, and I think will be one of the best ones that comes out this year.
And, Buddy, you know, I know you love to play golf now. Did you ever play golf in your life the week of the NFL draft, even nine holes just to unwind?
I didn't even watch golf on TV during the draft. We went for 6 months where you chasing and trying to – And actually, I think, David, sometimes the longer you got to evaluate, the more chance you got of making a mistake. Because if you're hunting something and dig hard enough, you'll find something that'll convince you the wrong way. So I was kind of a grinder. I didn't do much recreating during the draft or during the preparation for the draft.
What about as soon as it was over? How did you unwind?
We had a big party in the draft room the minute the last pick was made. that unwinds us for a couple of days.
And everybody has a good draft, right? Is it like college football coaches with recruiting? Or have you ever seen an instance where people were like, we swung and missed a couple of times in this draft right after it was over?
You know, normally it's you guys. It's the media that points that out. And especially a year or two after the draft when they – change GMs, change coaches a couple of times, then I think you really know what you got. But you're right. It's like recruiting. Nobody has a bad class. Everybody loves them. It's like the woman had the ugly baby. You got to love them. They're yours. So,
Buddy, excellent job. We've got to close on that one. You always leave on a high. But listen, we always love having you NFL draft week. Thank you so much, and enjoy the week, and thanks again for delighting us here on Press Row.
Always a pleasure, David.
All right, Buddy Nix, the great former UTC football coach, former Buffalo Bills GM, and former Chargers assistant GM joining us. Always a pleasure. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.